This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a huge 2 points for the Stars as they beat the Ducks in overtime, 4-3. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this Spits and Suds post-game show. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much for listening and supporting Spits and Suds. The win extended the Stars' home win streak to 8 games. 8 consecutive home wins for the first time since 2006. The AAC is a tough barn to play in this year for the opposition, and Anaheim had a good game plan. Anaheim, in fact, when you look at this, why I think this was a huge win for the Stars. I mean, you could talk about the Winnipegs, you can talk about the Colorados, and rightfully so. But I mean, I think when you look at, when you take a step back as a Stars fan and you look at this matchup and go through the 3 games, overall, the Ducks have outplayed you this year, and that's why it was a big 2 points for you. November 24th, you lost at home by the score of 4-2. That was a tough game. Outplayed in that game. February 4th, closer game, but John Gibson played well. I believe it was his 500th game played. He stymied the Stars 2-1, and then tonight they went to OT. So when you look at this as a whole, this has been a tough matchup for the Stars, so that's why this win is big, especially at this juncture in the year. And this Anaheim speed and youth has given the Stars issues, and honestly, they give a lot of teams issues. So I don't personally follow the narrative of, oh, they should be playing better against a junk team. I don't think you can look at Anaheim as a junk team. In fact, depending on the offseason, tough to make the call now. But similar to what I said about Utah heading into this campaign, what I said about Utah as far as being in the playoff mix, and where are they right now, folks? They are in the playoff mix. Don't be surprised if Anaheim is entering that fray next year. They have a lot of really, really good talent. They're young. They just have to, you know, kind of put stuff together. But overall, I mean, very, very good team. And the Stars found a way to win. You've heard the saying, good teams find a way to win. And I thought they salvaged a point the other night against Colorado with a big third period goal by Duchesne. And I thought they found a way for two tonight. And that's what you have to do this time of year. A couple of you have asked, like, man, they look tired and they look worn out. And that's absolutely seems to be the case. But at the same time, everyone's worn out this time of year. So let's throw in some positives because I don't want this to be a negative podcast. Absolutely. We will criticize. And that's the one thing I love doing Spits and Suds for you, is because we'll say what's on our mind, whether you agree or disagree. We try to be fair, but I also try to find those positive nuggets as well as some things they need to work on. Thomas Harley tonight, an absolute game changer. Number one star on the ice. I don't think you'd find many arguments that he was the best player on the ice tonight. A goal, 2 assists, 25-40 in ice time. 19 points in his last 17 games played. And here's a fun Spits and Suds stat to kind of throw your way. How much Thomas Harley dominated at both ends tonight? So this is during 5-on-5 play, and this is via Natural Stat Trick. When Harley was on the ice, the Stars outshot the Ducks 15-2. That's dominant. Now, Pete DeBoer did mention today that Miro Heiskanen is working in the weight room, but he also alluded to the fact that they wouldn't rule him out, but they also wouldn't be surprised if he's not available for round one of the playoffs. That was a follow-up question, I believe, by Tim Collishaw. But, I mean, the reality is Miro hasn't really, you know, he hasn't been on the ice yet. I mean, he's working, he's still rehabbing. And I'm going to say this, even if it means you go out in the first round, you cannot, and Stars fan, you have to realize this is a long-term play with Miro Heiskanen. You cannot risk further damage by putting him in. So you need to make sure that he's not 60%, 70%, 80%. Me personally, it's 100% or bust. It has to be 100% with the doctors. It has to be 100% with the player himself, the coaching staff, the general manager. I mean, you almost have to slow play this. I understand that the window is there. However, do we really want to start the season next year without Miro Heiskanen? Of course not. But it does go back to my point of where would this team be without Thomas Harley? I mean, he is right now top 7 to 10 defensemen in the league. That's absolutely amazing. The step up again in Four Nations, the step up again in the confidence coming out of Four Nations. Thomas Harley is playing at a top 10 D-man level in this league right now. Wow. That is awesome. So should be excited about that. Also want to throw in Esa Lindell. Now, personally, did I feel as though Esa Lindell's penalty should have been called a penalty shot? No. I personally feel on that play as though the player could have got a shot on net and kind of sold, so to speak, the penalty shot. But that said, if it is a sell job, it's a great sell job. And listen, the sell job doesn't just happen for opposing teams. I just want to point that out. It happens on both sides, guys. The Stars are selling too. So I understand what you're saying about the penalties tonight, but you know what? We can't say that all the penalties against the Stars are bad, but then also claim that Anaheim's falling down. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, you could look at the Mason Marchment penalty and say that's incidental contact. But remember what Sean Shapiro says. You have to be in control of your body and your stick at all times. So while it looked incidental, that can also be called interference. So I just wanted to point that out. I understand Rantanen was making a hockey play and digging it out of the corner, but that's a bang-bang play, and he's upset. And maybe it was more stick got caught up in the legs, but still, penalties are going to happen. But what we need to point out, before I get into more positives, it's very unlike the Stars. But in the last two games, 9 minors, 5 on Sunday, 4 tonight. So we can say that some of the penalties shouldn't be called. And I can argue both sides with you. However, 9 penalties in 2 games. I understand it's our opinion, but that's why I like to watch the players after the game, read the quotes, get it from the coaches. Everyone said we need to be cleaner in the penalty department. So they know it. And even Matt Duchene said on the post-game interview on Victory Plus, whether or not it was a penalty, we need to be better. So I just wanted to throw that in. Mikhail Granlin, 2 goals, including the game winner. It's his first multi-goal game as a member of the Stars. That OT goal And what a great play. OT is so risky, but when you have the anticipation, we've seen this with Thomas Harley and the rebounds. So Granlund rushed the net, followed up, which can be rare on a 3-on-3, because if Granlund makes a mistake and follows up too hard, he'll get caught and the Ducks are going the other way with an odd man rush. It happens on 3-on-3. That was his 600th career point. He becomes the 11th Finn to achieve that. And put that into perspective, Hall of Famer Jyri Lehtinen had 514 points. Now, Lehtinen did so much more for the Stars, and that's why he's a Hall of Famer. But it does show you kind of the, I call it sneaky career that Mikael Granlund has had and continues to have. Just a real solid depth acquisition by Jim Nill with the absence of Tyler Seguin. Definitely, we got to mention Wyatt Johnston tonight. Just a really pretty opening goal with his tip, changing the puck direction ever so slightly on the Thomas Harley shot. Very former roommate Joe Pavelski-esque. And man, is he dominant at home. That Wyatt Johnston goal extended his home point streak to 15 games. He's now the third player in franchise history to have a home point streak for at least that length. And that's according to NHL stats. The other two, Mike Modano with 16 games. So he could tie that on Thursday. And Neil Broughton with 18 games. The other thing I wanted to point out about committing penalties, it's not just that you're wearing your penalty killers out, but it's also killing your momentum and also killing your lines because you have to switch everything up. So it is a momentum killer, even if the opposition doesn't score. And the Stars, first or second in the league in penalty killing. So they've done a great job, but you just can't take that many minors. But listen, at the end of the day, it's 2 points, and good teams find ways to win. And that is a massive 2 points when you're talking you or Colorado. And Colorado is on an absolute heater right now. So these games are absolutely huge, and you are playing another team that's playing real well in Tampa on Thursday. So these games aren't going to be easy, but I did want to also let you know, once again, it's not like Anaheim's a cakewalk. Michael on Twitter says, feels like this team is running out of gas. No Miro round one. Can we survive? I'll just say this, Michael, and I'm not trying to be Stars pessimist. I think the Stars absolutely can beat Colorado in a 7-game series. I absolutely think Colorado can beat Dallas in a 7-game series. And I think Winnipeg can beat both of them. So I'm going to be, obviously, I'm going to homer it up. I'm going to root on them hard. I'm going to be honest with you guys. But I'm also not going to be surprised based on the injuries if they get bounced in the first round. I mean, I think if you take the Stars cap off, you would also say the same thing. Getting out of the Central is going to be a challenge, pure and simple. It's the toughest division in hockey right now. I think it's tougher than the North. I mean, you have Florida, you have Toronto, and you have Tampa. But I think, and you have Ottawa as well. So the North and the Central, very, very tough. Everyone's fighting for playoff position. All right, Jordan H., Harper hockey fan. Today was a great night for my Wyatt Johnston t-shirt to arrive. I mean, Jordan, that is a great selection by you. He's going to be around for a long time and for good reason. Just consistently, every single night, you get something out of Wyatt Johnston, whether it's a big face-off win, obviously a home point streak. There's so many things that Wyatt Johnston brings to the table. Very Patrice Bergeron-like. That's what I kind of look at the career of Wyatt Johnston. Evan White, Stars get it done, but look like they need a mental reset. Bad passes, slow legs, looked like they were fighting it all night. After the last two games, I was hoping for them to thump the Ducks. This was straight painful to watch. I thought both teams at times were very sloppy. I thought it was turnovers galore at times. I thought the Stars, you're right, passing was very sloppy. I mean, throwing it into the neutral zone and no one's there. Some icing calls on errant passes. So there was a lot for the Stars to look at and clean up. And I mean, that's just the reality. You're going to have these games and they're going to be bad games. But to come out with 2 points, that is what you have to look at and then go back to the drawing board tomorrow in the 11 o'clock hour when they have practice and work on some things. Husky says, feels great to get the 2 points, come out with a win, but he says, I don't enjoy blaming refs, but they deserve all the hate tonight. They were awful. That was an intent to blow the whistle, and that shouldn't have been a penalty shot. I agree with you, Husky, but I can see how it was a penalty shot, if that makes sense. My perspective when I look at calls is I want to look at it from the ref's perspective. And the player did not get the player was impeded, so therefore could not get the shot off. So in that case, that would be a deemed a playoff, a penalty shot. But in my opinion, the physical contact did not necessarily limit the player enough. I thought it should have been a 2-minute minor. Christopher DeHardy already popped my Frosty before the game ended because I asked you guys what Frosty you guys were having tonight because this wasn't exactly a normal one. Granlund did great capitalizing when he needed to, and sometimes it's good to get wins in unconventional ways. Mare Bear enjoying a celebratory Rainier here in Portland. That sounds delicious. Unrelated to the game, I've been seeing Avs fans on Twitter being salty about the Stars using the nickname Moose. Since it originated from a Colorado moment, thoughts on who owns the patent, or does a nickname follow you forever? In my opinion, a nickname can follow you forever. And if Colorado wanted to keep the name Moose, then they should have signed him to an 8-year deal. Tanner Wilson, we need the momentum after the rough road trip. Also, let's go Ben, goal number 400. Stars looking like they're out of gas per Evan White. It's not even in the playoffs yet. Not moving their legs. Passes to nowhere. Nearly unwatchable. Ugh. So I think we also have to understand that injury plays a part in this. And you are missing. So you basically had 3 puck movers. And that's not saying the other guys can't move the puck from a defensive side. But you're missing Miro Heiskanen and you're missing Nils Lundqvist. So really, you know, you have 1 puck carrier. Whereas if you were fully healthy, and I know injuries happen in the NHL, you'd be running 3 defensive lines deep of players that can carry their puck quickly out of the zone. And I think that certainly hurt the Stars. The Sagan injury certainly hurts. They just haven't been healthy all season. So it certainly has been a struggle. And therefore, it does appear as though they look like they could be out of gas at times, but then they pull a burst. I mean, we have to look at the first period, and that was a dominant first period, in my opinion, for the Stars. So they did come out flying. I think Anaheim made some adjustments, went into the locker room and said, hey, we're down 1-0. Let's go. I think their goalie kept them in the game with some nice saves. But, you know, at the same time, you were the veteran team. You came out with 2 points, and that's a beautiful thing. But you got Tampa coming in on Thursday, so that is going to be a very fun game to watch. So that's going to do it for another edition of Spits and Suds. I do want to let you know, tomorrow we will be talking with our very own David Castillo and going to do a little bit of a different episode. Obviously, we can probably get David's quick thoughts on the game tonight, but we're going to focus on Stars deep prospect, those prospects that are in college, in the minors, and we're going to talk about the prospect pool. It's something that David does deep dives on, so I think it's really cool to educate you guys on some of the prospects that are coming up through the Stars system. So that'll be tomorrow's podcast, and then we'll be back on Thursday after the game with a post-game talking about Stars versus Tampa. So hope you'll be listening to Spits and Suds as we try to give you as many episodes as possible. And I can't thank you guys enough for listening and supporting Spits and Suds. So until our next podcast, have a great day, everyone.